It'll just behind the door, not necessarily the closet. Do you suppose?
Back of the door.
Now what would you probably...
Yeah, the room behind the door.
One, I don't suppose you folks do this, but some people do send their dirty clothes to a place called the...
Laundromat?
All right. And, of course, they do it to for the purpose of what?
Laundry.
All right. Or the process of cleaning them is called...
Washing the clothes?
Yes.
Washing.
That part of the house that you would... Well, the front part of your house, outside, you would call that a...
The porch. Front porch.
All right. If I stood here with the door open in the wintertime, cooling the place off, and you weren't being thinking too courteously about the matter, and you were just wanting me to get that shut, you'd say...
Come in so we can close the door.
All right. Or you might even say shut.
Or shut the door.
All right. Being a being on a farm, you've certainly done a lot of carpentry work, and you would say, well, yesterday with got up on the roof and I some nails in. I
really nailed on a lot of roofing.
All right, or the form of the verb drive is what I was going to say. I
drove a lot of nails yesterday.
Okay, and the siding on your house you call a
drop siding.
Okay, and still using the word drive, I have many nails in my life.
I have driven a lot of nails in my life.
The covering on your house you would call a, that is the whole thing.
Roof.
That's a roof.
Okay, and then going around the side of the house to catch the water.
That's the eavesdropping.
All right, and a house, or as I should say, an outbuilding that shelters your roadster, Ford roadster, and farm tools you would call a
shed.
Someone starts to tell you a story that you heard before, and you say, well, gracious sakes, I have some form of hear.
I've heard that long ago.
Okay. And let's say this would be some form of do. Well, you'd say, it's a job that you are going to do, and someone asks you whether you've done it already, and you said, well, I haven't, but I'm going to. I haven't some form of do. I haven't
done it yet.
And then is that what
I haven't done it yet.
All right. You put that.
He doesn't care.
I have
give it a lot of thought.
All right. Or which way would you put it?
I've been thinking about it a lot.
All right. And
house.
And a couple or three of them.
Houses.
Okay. Fourth.
That's the barn.
And
that'd be the corn crib.
And
that'd be the granary.
Okay.
Other way, that'd be the loft.
Okay, the place in the barn, just generally for storing hay, you would call
the hay mow.
Call a
stack. And call them haycocks.
And the cows, you would call
the cow barn.
Keeping it
in the pig pen or hog house.
And cream and so forth. And
that'd be a dairy farm.
Close to the barn.
It'd be a trap shed or a loafing shed.
And then the area between the barn and the house, which you keep very attractive and usually keep the cows and animals out of, pretty much.
That would be the barn lot.
And the area in which the cows would graze would be called the
cow pasture.
And a fence made of vertical pieces of wood.
That's a picket fence.
And a fence that's made of wire with little sharp prongs on it.
It'd be a barbed wire fence.